Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to play my show member, Can. You can send in your topics. Ones that the show members have to make stuff up on the fly or just use recall from their big old brains.
Yep.
How this works, we'll give a category. And they will bid on how many things from that category they can name in 30 seconds. Doesn't matter if you get one wrong as long as you get to your required number. So if you say I can name seven condiments and you name seven condiments plus three dogs and gravy, so be it. Okay? Let's start with a straightforward one. Hot Wings, you may open the bidding.
Okay.
How many countries of Europe can you name?
Six.
Maitland, how many countries of Europe?
Seven.
Steve.
Eight.
Kelly.
Nine.
Howings.
Ten.
Maitland.
I'm out.
Steve.
Steve. I think I'm out.
Really?
Yeah.
Kelly.
I'm out.
So Howings is going to get
counting out. I'm in my head right now.
Okay.
No, me
10.
Okay.
There are
okay
44 countries in Europe.
Yeah, I feel like I shorted myself.
Okay. 27 in the European Union alone.
Okay. Wow.
All right. On your mark, Howings.
Yes.
Get set. Begin.
Wales, England, Ireland, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Portugal, Spain, France, Germany, Denmark, Italy, Austria, Liechtenstein, Belgium, Luxembourg, Switzerland. I think that's probably enough.
It is. Yeah, I didn't even count because I knew you were going to get it.
I'm running out now.
Yeah. Well, you were doing great. You could get more, I'm sure.
Yes, Norway,
how things you managed to mention the country in Europe with the fourth smallest population, Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein.
Yeah.
Closest without going over. Can anyone tell me the population of Liechtenstein? I'll give you a hint. It's way less than a million. Maitland.
200,000.
How things?
110,000.
Steve.
Doing Price is Right rules?
Yes, we are.
100.
Kelly.
10,000.
Kelly with a bold move at 10,000. The actual population, 39,584. Basically a good baseball crowd.
Yeah.
Is the entire population
so
of Liechtenstein.
Yeah, that it's so small.
Monaco and San Marino are smaller. And the Holy See is 518. The largest European country technically is Russia, but that gets into debate. Germany, the largest fully European country at 83 million. That's crazy when you see these populations. Like most of the countries of Europe have less population than New Jersey or Michigan. All right.
Which is why they should never beat us at any sport ever.
That's true.
We have 330 million people.
Yeah.
Why are we losing ever?
And like 100 million useful ones.
Yeah. Eh, that's too many.
That's too high.
That's way too high.
Not putting me in there, by the way.
That's way too high.
Maitland, how many emergency toilet paper replacements can you name in 30 seconds?
Five.
Five. Steve?
Six.
Kelly?
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
11.
12.
I'm out.
Okay, 12's the number,
13.
Steve? 13. Kelly?
I'm out.
Hoppings.
I'm out.
Steve.
I want to know how Steve
13.
Lives.
13. I have the list of the top 31 emergency toilet
really?
Paper replacements,
okay.
So I'll
all
let
right.
you know.
All right.
You could argue for others, but I have the definitive 31, so it's hard to argue.
Okay.
The definitive.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Emergency toilet paper replacements. On your mark, get set, begin.
Paper towels.
One.
Tissues.
Two.
A sock.
Three.
Your sleeve.
Yeah. Four.
The hood of your sweatshirt.
Five.
The sleeve of your sweatshirt.
Six.
Your pant leg.
Seven.
Your scarf.
8 for sure.
Yeah, your baseball cap.
9.
Your snow cap.
What are you digging like a shovel?
Yeah.
10.
Yeah, yeah.
Your the bathroom rug.
11.
The rug for sure.
The curtain. 12. The shower curtain.
What about the back of your heel? Just give it a little kick and swipe.
Boy,
I don't think my heel would touch my butt.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be pretty tough. I don't think you'd get a good wipe. You might get some mish.
No,
but you're not really going to
get a
run
wipe. At it.
Yeah, you're not going to get a wipe out of that.
I think I could. I think I could push my heel into, yeah. I think
it's that yoga.
It is. I got bendy knees.
Yeah, probably. You got to have bendy knees for that.
I could
flexible
not.
Pelvis.
I've tried my
it's
best.
Impressive.
I cannot do it.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I'm disappointed.
Left hand, right hand? Can't believe you didn't go with the
hand. Oh, what am I thinking?
I don't know.
I missed so many obvious ones.
You had layers of clothing on, and I was just thinking about wiping my butt when I was like naked, I guess. But
seems like, yeah, I'm going to wipe with everything I wore into this bathroom. Yeah.
Well, if you have
hard to,
argue
with it.
I had to sacrifice a sock once.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think we've all had to do that.
No, I was like, oh, this sucks.
Mm-hmm. I had a sacrificial wash towel one time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everybody has that emergency at some point. I had to use a maple leaf once. That was terrible. Oh, it was during cross country practice, and I was as far from the school as I could possibly get. And it hit, and I had to go up into the woods and do my thing and go, what do I do now? That was also when I lost a sock.
You didn't put it back on?
The leaf didn't work out well.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, so you had to run with no socks on?
Yeah, well, then I hitchhiked.
Okay.
Everything's coming up great.
Because I knew I was so far behind everyone else. It was a practice. And yeah, I hitchhiked for a mile and a half of the 6 mile run.
All right, Steve, how many names of made up craft beers can you name in 30 seconds? Or
seven.
Less? Seven. Kelly.
Wow. 8.
Steve. Hotwings.
9.
Maitland.
10.
Steve.
11.
Kelly.
I'm out.
Hotwings.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go out.
11.
I'm out.
Steve?
Okay.
What was your number, 11?
11.
11 made-up craft beer names in 30 seconds. On your mark, get set, begin.
Malty Salty, Spruce
1,
Goose.
2.
Lover's Lemonade.
3.
Okay. Tallahassee Twinning.
Okay. 4.
Sure, why not?
Really boxed yourself in with alliteration and rhyme.
Salty Dog.
That's real.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's a
Mustard
strong
Plug.
Too.
What was that one?
Mustard Plug.
Okay, okay, that was sure, a band in college. Yeah, yeah, 5.
They're still around, I think.
Did I get it?
You got, yeah, 5.
I think so.
5.
I think so, yeah.
Kelly, how many? That was bold, wasn't it?
It was loud.
A little frightening.
It was good.
Kelly, how many NHL teams can you name in 30 seconds?
Real ones?
Yes, ma'am. Fair question, but yes.
2.
Okay. Hot Wings.
Let's just go up to 6 on that one.
Okay. Yeah. Maitland.
7.
8.
You going to go past 8?
I am.
I think,
out.
No. Are you sure? Yeah. You can't make that quick jump from
Canadian Maple Leafs.
Yeah, no, you're making a good choice.
That's,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Hot Wings.
Yeah.
No, I want to hear Kelly.
9, right? 9.
I said
9.
8.
Yeah, I could do 9.
9. 10 to Maitland.
10.
11.
Hot Wings.
12.
Maitland.
I'm out.
Steve.
Now we're getting into time. 13.
Oh, boy. Hotwings.
Do you need city and mascot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm up.
Well.
Steve.
I mean,
how many?
Steve's 13? Got the upper leg 13. On this deal.
Yeah.
Do I?
Steve's, yeah, going to name 13 NHL teams. On your mark, get set, go.
Philadelphia Flyers.
1.
New Jersey
2.
Devils. New York Rangers.
3.
New York Islanders.
4.
The Washington Capitals,
5.
Columbus Blue Jackets,
6.
The, this is bad.
Got a lot left.
There's a whole lot of them. Calgary Flames, the,
is that real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, oh yeah, it's real. The Colorado Avalanche, the Detroit Red Wings.
Baseball Club.
Yeah.
I was like, Lions, no, Tigers,
Man, you were so hot at the beginning.
Yeah,
doing
you were
the
really
regional.
Yeah, that's the way you got to do it. Mm. Yeah, you just got to.
Yep.
Then you got off your game.
I did.
Jumped all the way to Columbus.
Jumped all the way
and then
to Calgary.
Then you Calgary, to Calgary
was, you
can
tell,
then...
that was when things got real hard, because you're like, oh, man, what's my Calgary?
Now I've lost my geography. Yeah.
All right, let's get back to something everybody can do.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Wings.
Yes.
How many made-up named tourist attractions can you name in 30 seconds?
Oh, six.
Maitland.
Seven.
Steve.
Eight.
Kelly.
Nine.
Hot Wings.
10.
Maitland.
11.
By the way, I would just like to point out, after NHL team names, the renewed enthusiasm that I see from Maitland and Kelly when we switched it to something not NHL teams.
The only reason I was bummed about NHL teams was because I knew I wasn't going to stand a chance against Steve.
I don't mean that in a bad way, because you were going for it, but there's much more enthusiasm in your number now. Okay, what was your number? I'm sorry, 11? Maitland?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Steve.
I'm out.
Kelly.
What's the topic again?
No, don't tell her. Don't tell her. Yeah. Don't tell her.
Yeah, what can you do? Come on, can you do it or not?
You can do it, Kelly.
I bet you 12? Can do 12.
World's Kelly, you're a doobie.
World's fakest tourist attractions. I remember 12.
World's fakest. I mean, technically, yeah. Hot Wings.
I'm out.
Baitlin.
13.
Kelly. Steve, you're out, right?
Yeah.
Kelly. I'm out.
Maitland, 13. Made up tourist trap attractions. On your mark, get set, begin.
Rain cloud stop.
One.
The world's largest toenail clipping.
Two.
Elf Manor.
Three.
the Cookie Corral.
Four.
Oh, Ripley's Shake and Bake Resort.
Five.
That's a weird combo.
The Bridge to Nothing Land.
Six.
The world's smallest finger.
Seven. No, keep going. I want to hear the other six.
The fish load.
Seven, eight.
Stop.
Fish load stop. Okay.
The bunny sniffing spot.
Nine.
I don't know anymore.
You don't know anymore.
Boy, Ripley's Shake and Bake Resort. That needs to be in Gatlinburg by like, next summer.
You walk in and I'm surprised it isn't you in a one. Bag of seasons and spices and shake you.
I'll bet you some PR person is like, she broke the embargo on our press release. They're already building it.
Damn it. God. It was the naming rights.
Do you know how long it took us to pin down Shake and Bake? About a minute. No one talks about them. Is that still a thing?
How do you get to Ripley's Shake and Bake? Oh, it's 3 miles past the Sniffing Bunnies.
The Sniffing Bunnies.
A lot of people
spot.
Do both oh, in one day, right. But those are each one day things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My alternate topic was going to be made up nicknames of minor league baseball teams. But those are hard because
most of them probably yeah,
there are. There's already there. Like the pork drillers and the
Bung hammers,
the whoopee,
dental buttholes,
the bandanas.
Oh yeah, the trash pandas. Team.
Oh yeah, ooh, trash pandas.
Love
that's
the trash
good.
Pandas. Mm-hmm. All right, around the room on the way. Then the free beer and Hot Wings report, and then you'll have a chance to play Dumber Than the Show trivia against Hot Wings or Maitland. In this case, Steve will be gone. Kelly's asking questions. I already went. This is easy. Flip coin. That's all on the way. It is the free beer and Hot Wings show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.